It's at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports.
We're back at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens lead 43-26 over Wisconsin Rapids. And I believe the Evergreens get the ball to start the second half. We would be able to see if we could see the scorer's table. The benches and scorer's table are on the opposite sides of the court so that the student section can be over on the far side. Yeah, the Evergreens controlled the opening tap. There was one tie-up which went to Rapids. Evergreens should get the ball here. Basketball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule a free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Keaton Edwards, Ethan Ostrowski, Brian Hallenbeck, Alex Studeman, and Cade Sievertson. Regular starting five for the Evergreens, who will indeed inbound the ball, goes back to Hallenbeck. Evergreens have led by as many as 19. Over here to Cade Sievertson, bounces to Ostrowski up high. Keaton Edwards, three ball for the biggest lead of the night. No good, off the back bracket. Schooley gets the rebound for the Red Raiders. Red Raiders offense, again, very deliberate. Everything's in a half-court set. Just kind of makes it more difficult to have a big comeback. Long three, two strides behind the line. Lazitza misses. So they're 0 for 7 from behind the three-point arc. Long rebound, though, came out to Krummenacher, and Rapids will get another look. Krummenacher over to Lazitza. Alex Studeman guards him. They get a screen, get a switch off. Now Studeman stays with it. So again, Rapids, everything half court. Fleury looks to drive it. Ostrowski spins. Left hand goes backwards. Tough shot and missed it. Ostrowski's good defense got Fleury to change that shot. Back out to Studeman, down low. Ostrowski on the baseline. Schooley's on him. To Hallenbeck, filling in the lane, spins and scores. Hallenbeck goes into double digits, 45-26 Evergreens. Bryan's now got 11. Rapids solve full court pressure with a long pass down court. Evergreens, good job back. Off a screen, three ball, baseline. Krummenacher, no good. He gets his own rebound. Traveled, turned over to the Evergreens. Evergreens happy for that whistle because I was worried that Keaton Edwards was going to get called for a reach-in. Keaton looked to me like he's okay, but a lot of whistles have sounded against the Evergreens tonight. 16 and a half to play in the game. 45-26 Evergreens, and the Trees have the ball. Cade Sievertson way up high, looking for a cutter. Studeman instead goes back out. Hallenbeck, top of the key, thought about driving in, splits defenders, kicks it out to the corner. Three ball, Ostrowski, good! First 5 points of the half go to the Evergreens, and the lead's now up to 48-26. Fleury trying to split defenders, got past Ostrowski, gets into the front court. From the baseline, Pirlot thought about the three, lost it along the baseline, out of bounds. It's off Hallenbeck, who dived to try and save it. Hallenbeck couldn't quite get a hand on it. So Rapids now trails by 22. Got the ball underneath. In traffic to Fleury, to the rim, he scores. So Rapids took 2 minutes to finally get on the board in the second half. And the Evergreens half-court pass to Sievertson right into the front court. To Studeman, thought about that three. Studeman now drives in, reach in, foul on Rapids. Kind of touchy. Matt Schooley is called for his first. Schooley is one of the few Rapids seniors who would see their career end tonight with a loss. Off the inbounds pass, fading backwards as Studeman left it short. Rapids gets the rebound. Here's Dylan Lazitza in the front court. Hallenbeck blocked it. Nope, Hallenbeck's going to get called for a foul. It'll be Brian's second. Nope, call it on Cade Sievertson. Okay. Sievertson's first. It's part of the double team there. Dylan Lazitza shoots two. Remember, Dylan is a freshman. Varsity starter in his freshman year. Now a junior. Just missed the first free throw. Colton Hall comes in for the Evergreens. Evergreens bench gets a lot shorter in the playoffs, as it does with many teams. We may get to the point where others get a chance to play. Second free throw is good. 48-29 Evergreens, 15 and a half to go. Studeman's into the front court. Over to Ostrowski, down low to Hallenbeck. Got a step on Lizica. Hallenbeck misses at the rim. Austin Pirlo gets the rebound for Rapids. Ahead to Fleury. Ostrowski's on him. Bounces down low. Schooley. Keaton Edwards on him. Kicks to the baseline. Thinking about that three is Krominacher. He was open and needs to pop that. I mean, how else is Rapids going to get back into this game? You're not going to grind your way back from a 20-point deficit. Evergreen's lead is 19 right now. Lizica hangs. Hallenbeck backed off. Offensive foul. Wave it off. Evergreen's backed off, and they're going to call that arm bar. Actually, they're going to say the basket counts, and then a foul after the ball was away. So Lizica gets the basket, but is called for his third foul. Rapids got to be happy that the basket counts, right? Right. 48-31. Evergreen's led by 17 at halftime. They lead by 17 now with 3 minutes gone in the second half. Studeman into the front court. Leaves it for Colton Hall. Hall pulls up foul line. Goes back out. Studeman thought about the screen. Now drives in. Spins back. Goes back out to Colton Hall. Evergreen should work for a good shot here. Colton Hall is fouled as he goes to the rim. Colton Hall went down kind of hard. He's all right. Gets up for two. Matt Schooley's been called for his second. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports student-athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Got a timeout here with the two free throws coming up. We'll take a 30-second break, too. D.C. Everest 48, Wisconsin Rapids 31 on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh ribeye steak filly, a thick third-pound Country Fresh burger, a Country Fresh chicken ranch sandwich, an award-winning Country Fresh brat, and more. And while you're there, make sure to grab something for the grill because winter is still the perfect time to grill out. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 117 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
We're back at the Everest Fieldhouse with free throws for Colton Hall after the timeout. Colton's first is off the back of the rim. No good. Intercity State Bank sponsors basketball tonight. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank, Schofield, Weston, Wausau. Second free throw is good. Evergreens by 18. Rapids almost threw the ball out of bounds. It's off the fingertips of one of the Everest defenders. I think Ostrowski's fingers were on that. Rapids keeps the ball and inbounds right at half court. Here's Lizica. It's 49-31, Evergreens. Lizica again keeps the ball way on the outside to Pirlot. Evergreen settled back into a 2-3 zone, and they will look to trap when one of the Rapids players picks up. Down low to Schooley, over Keaton Edwards, and scores. Matt Schooley. 49-33. Hallenbeck brings it up into the front court. Rapids picks up half court man-to-man. Rapids going to have to trap or try and get more turnovers off the Evergreens. Okay, just playing this as a half court game, Rapids, I don't see how they come back. Keaton Edwards up high. Now down low to Ostrowski, waits for a screen on his dribble, picks up his dribble now, goes back out to Hallenbeck. Evergreens can be patient. Hallenbeck splits defenders to the rim. He is fouled. Hallenbeck gets to the free throw line. Rapids fans thought that was clean too. A lot of fouls called on drives tonight. Austin Pirlo picks up his first, team's fourth. We're sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, 50 years of keeping lives in motion. Comprehensive orthopedic. Pain management, spine podiatry, and physical therapy services. Learn more at bonejoint.net. Hallenbeck's first free throw is good. Colton Kielman comes in for the Evergreens, and Alex Studeman's going to get a break. Studeman leading scorer, 15, but nothing in the second half so far. Hallenbeck gets both of his free throws, 51-33. And the Evergreens put full court pressure back on, going for the kill shot here. Dylan Lizica splits defenders, hangs in the lane, too strong. Rebound to the Evergreens. Colton Kielman quickly put both hands around it. Now finds the outlet pass to Ostrowski. Rapids is back defensively. Here's Hallenbeck looking to drive, hangs, goes back to the corner. Keaton Edwards. Evergreens will reset. Edwards foul line extended on the dribble to the rim. Keaton Edwards. My goodness. The dribble drive for Keaton Edwards. 20-point lead, 53-33 in a turnover. Edwards just stripped Grant Fleury. Hallenbach tried to go behind the back. Little too fancy. Evergreens are saying that that was off the fingers of Lizica. The referees don't see it that way. Well, Rapids puts in their three-point shooter, Ruben Freeburg, now. And the Evergreens set up full-court pressure. Yeah, the Evergreens are up by 20, so it may not matter, but the Evergreens have not liked the way this game's been officiated. Fleury in the half court, splits defenders all the way down low. Pierlaud hangs the rim. He missed, gets his own rebound, and misses again. That kind of night for Rapids. Hallenbach gets the rebound. Pierlaud's got to get points out of that. Evergreens move this ball ahead to Colton Keelman. Reach in, foul on Rapids. Non-shooting. Pilo's called for his second and the team's fifth. Evergreens will take Brian Hallenbach out. It's his first rest of the night. Cade Sievertson comes in. Just shows the Evergreens are comfortable with where they are in this game right now, up by 20. On the bounce pass inside to Colton Keelman, bumped off that ball, no whistle. Rapids takes it away, driving to the rim, losing the handle, out of bounds, turned over. Nathan Krominacher gives it right back to the Evergreens. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to come back, too, if you're not careful with the basketball. Evergreens will walk this up as the clock continues to count down. 12:35 to play. Hall drives in. Extra pass on the baseline to Cade Sievertson, who scores for the Evergreens. Sievertson now has four. Evergreens all season have been an unselfish team. Lots of assists. Fleury to the rim. He missed. Hallenbach got him to change that shot. Beg your pardon, that's Colton Hall. Rebound put up and in. Fleury scores. And right into the backcourt, Evergreens. Rapids shows a little bit of pressure, now backs off, and Keaton Edwards will bring it across the timeline. 55-35, Hall with the ball for the Evergreens. Back to Keaton Edwards, set shot, three ball, round and out. Evergreens didn't need that shot. Caden Krautzer with the rebound for the Red Raiders. A lot of time left in the game. Rapids got to come back, and they just threw the ball out of bounds. Lizica tried to throw it cross-court to Grant Fleury and threw it over his head by about 10 feet. Needed a little arc on that ball. Alex Studeman comes back in for the Evergreens. Keaton Edwards will get a break. Rapids now shows some full-court pressure. Cade Sievertson beats it on the dribble. They're looking to double-team in the front court. Bounced over to Studeman back in the game. Studeman's a good ball handler. No-look pass down low. Colton Hall scores. Hall was banged, too. No whistle. Hall could have been on the free throw line for a three-point play. Spinning out of trouble there is Lizica down low. Fleury scores, and he's fouled. Fleury with the basket. Brings it back to a 20-point game, and he'll get to the free throw line to try and get it down to 19. Cade Sievertson is called for the foul. His second, team second. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com. Free throw is good. Brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. Fleury completes the three-point play. Evergreens just lost the handle in the corner. Cade Sievertson turns it over. Baseline, thinking about that three as Freeburg goes back out. Freeburg's got Sievertson coming out to guard him. And Nathan Krominacher thought about the three, too. Rapids is gun-shy from behind the arc. Baseline now, Lizica three, that's good. Rapids with their first three of the night. 57-41, and the Evergreens have just turned it over again. Cade Sievertson dribbled it off his foot. Evergreens want a quick timeout to talk this over. Rapids will get the ball back. It's 57-41. We'll be back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Feeling like your engine isn't running the way it should? You might be in need of some fuel treatment. It can help your engine run smoother and improve your gas mileage. Right now, we've got two bottles of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment for just $8, plus a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We can sign you up fast in store, or you can go to AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Buzz
Sports! Out of the timeout, Rapids gets the ball back. Evergreens have turned it over on back-to-back possessions, leaves the door open a little bit. It gets interesting if Rapids can hit a three here. Grant Fleury to the corner, three ball up here from Caden Krautzer. It's good. Wisconsin Rapids has scored the last 8 points, 57-44. And Rapids puts full court pressure on. Evergreens get it ahead to Studeman, who gets it into the front court. Studeman behind the back, now hangs. Tough shot, and he missed it. Studeman gets his own rebound, stripped out of bounds. The Evergreens will keep it. Evergreens really need the next basket to be theirs, or else Rapids sure does have momentum. Hallenbach will inbound underneath his own basket. 10.5 to go. To Studeman up high, off a screen, open three, good. Studeman now has 18. The defender couldn't get through a screen on that inbounds pass. 60-44. Krominacher drives in. He's fouled. You know, the Everest player backed off on that. Krominacher goes to the rim and gets the basket anyway. And we'll get to the free throw line. So the teams may be trading threes. The foul is on Colton Hall, who picks up his third. Krominacher with the basket. Good free throw shooter here. It's good. 59-47. Closest Rapids has been in a while. The Evergreens had led by as many as 20. Hallenbach's in the backcourt, breaks this on the dribble, bounce pass down low at the rim, blocked cleanly. Kielman, Hallenbach saves it in the corner. Hallenbach to the rim, he scores. Hallenbach, good hustle play. Saved the possession and got the points for the Evergreens. Long pass down court to Fleury, extra pass down low. Krominacher misses at the rim. Hallenbach gets the rebound. And Hallenbach is almost ridden out of bounds, throws it off the Rapids defender. Evergreens will keep it. Rapids defender was riding up Hallenbach's back. 9:43 left in the game. Keaton Edwards coming back in for the Evergreens. Colton Kielman's going out. Evergreens want a little more height here, especially with Schooley, the Rapids big, on the bench right now. Rapids needs the outside players. In fact, Schooley will come in on the next stoppage. Here's Hallenbach in the backcourt. Brings it up. Evergreens have the luxury of being patient. Lead by 14. Ostrowski along the baseline. Evergreens should pound this ball down low. They've got a height advantage right now to Keaton Edwards. Cut off. Baseline, they just threw it into the backcourt. Rapids will get the ball back. Evergreens have turned the ball over on three of their last five possessions. That's why Rapids still has some possibilities in this game. Fleury's going to inbound. Fleury's on 21 points. Here's Lazitza to Fleury. Ostrowski on him to Schooley outside. Schooley's got to be down low, you would think. Krominacher, yeah, this is another one of those slow half-court sets for Rapids. Lazitza directs a little traffic. Lazitza tries to switch off. Cut off there by Studeman. Pass to Fleury, who goes to the rim and scores. Grant Fleury. 61-49. Full court pressure is on. Ethan Ostrowski gets it ahead to Studeman. Evergreens had a three-on-two but decide not to push it. Go back out. Hallenbach's got the ball. Ostrowski open for a three, high, arcing, good. No one came out to guard Ostrowski, who's got three threes now and 11 points. 64-49, back to a 15-point lead. Fleury takes a three. Does he have an answer? No good. Rebound for the Evergreens, Colton Hall. Fleury just tried to answer right away. Here's Hallenbach, spin, scores. Hallenbach. Hallenbach's had a good second half, has 8 points, now has 17. 66-49. Right back to where it was at halftime with 8:10 left to go. Driving to the rim, Austin Pirlo. First points of the game for Austin. 66-51. It's become more wide open in the second half, in part because Rapids has the press on. The Evergreens are handling it well. Hallenbach now in the front court directs some traffic. Down low to Hall, who reverses at the rim and misses. Great pass, everything but a finish. Hall was right under the cylinder, driving to the rim, missing. There is Austin Pilo, loose ball, out of bounds on the Evergreens. Rapids will keep it. Basketball tonight brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Country Fresh Meats, Highways 29 and J in Weston. On the inbounds pass, stolen by the Evergreens. Here's Studeman to the rim, stripped clean, no whistle. Ball will stay with the Evergreens. This is the kind of game or the kind of point in the game where the Evergreens really should pull this ball out and take some time off the clock. Want to limit the number of possessions coming down the stretch here. The Evergreens lead 66-51. Inbound underneath their own basket to Studeman. Here's Keaton Edwards, who had the ball stripped and stolen again. Edwards is trying to operate in tight quarters underneath the basket when the Evergreens really should be happier pulling that ball out and running some time. Down to the rim, Rapids player driving, foul. Lizica to the free throw line. Clock stops, 7:19 to play in the game. Alex Studeman picks up his second, team's fourth. Dylan hasn't been particularly good from the free throw line. He is 3 of 6. Now he's 5 of 7. Rapids puts back in Caden Krautzer. So 2 3-point shooters supposedly on the floor. Krautzer hit one earlier in the half. Second free throw, live on a miss. It's a make. Lizica gets them both. 13-point lead for the Evergreens, 66-53. Hallenbeck to the front court. Now Rapids again put a man on Hallenbeck in the backcourt, but just token pressure. Not really playing for a steal. Hallenbeck now over to Studeman. Cross court to Hallenbeck down low, who scores over Fleury. Hallenbeck, that's best on best, and the Evergreens win that matchup. 68-53, 15-point lead. Lizica just had his pocket picked. Here is Studeman to the rim. Studeman fouled. 2 free throws coming up. Fleury banged him to the floor hard. Fleury's second. And here comes Studeman to the free throw line. Two free throws coming up here. Evergreens by 15. Evergreens by 16. Studeman makes it. Clock is in Everest's favor now with just 6:49 left in the game. Studeman gets one more. Takes his time. In the air. Got them both. Unofficially, I've got Alex Studeman for 20. 70-53 Evergreens. Back to a 17-point lead. It's been as many as 20. Fleury almost had that stolen by Studeman. Goes to the rim. He scores. Fleury's having a big night, but it's going to be his last night of the season. Evergreens still up comfortably. Full court pressure. Cade Sievertson handles it. Gives over to Hallenbeck. Keaton Edwards up high to Colton Hall. 2-on-1. Bounce pass down low. Studeman scores again. Evergreens beat the pressure. Had a 2-on-1 in the front court. And went for broke and got it. 72-56. Rapids now. Here's Fleury with Hallenbeck on him. Fleury's along the baseline, drives in, has to kick it back out. 3-ball, Caden Krautzer off the front rim, no good. Krautzer saves it to Fleury. Hustle play. Fleury misses at the rim. Gets his own rebound. Wow, he hop steps, no call, tips it back up and in. Fleury's done a little bit of everything, but the Evergreens still have his measure. 72-59. Evergreens break full court pressure, loose on the ball. Keaton Edwards, while Studeman is hurt, 3-ball for Hall, no good. Rapids gets the rebound, and Studeman came down on his head. Studeman hit the back of his head on a foul that wasn't called. My goodness. And the Everest crowd expressing their disapproval at the no-call. Studeman gets up. He will have to go out for a moment. Evergreens lead 72-57. Rapids will have the ball. Evergreens, more importantly, have a 15-point lead. Rapids has gotten as close as 12. Evergreens keep full court pressure on. Evergreens have handled the press better than Rapids has. I mean, Rapids has no choice but to play the full court defense, trying to create some turnovers. That's a bounce pass almost stolen. Rapids keeps possession to the baseline. 3, Krautzer, he missed everything. An air ball. And the Evergreens cradle that in the hands of Ethan Ostrowski. Evergreen score a basket here. I don't know. Rapids would then, I would guess, have to foul down the stretch of this game, maybe trying to keep your season going. Hallenbach, nice pass down low to the Evergreens, Cade Sievertson. 74-57, full court press loose, stolen by Keaton Edwards, ahead to Ostrowski. The Evergreens get points off the turnover. Back to a 19-point lead, 76-57. Under 5 minutes to play. Outside three, Pierlot too strong, ball's loose, Evergreens get the rebound. Cade Sievertson gives it back to Hallenbach. The Evergreens will walk it up, getting closer and closer to victory down the stretch of the second half. 4.5 to go, 19-point lead. Here's Ostrowski, got a whistle, got a moving screen on the Evergreens. Ball be turned over. Is that on Hallenbach? Hallenbach picks up his second. Hallenbach called for a moving screen away from the ball. Okay, the victory celebration has to wait for just a little while. Rapids inbounds to Grant Fleury. Soon the bell will be tolling for these Red Raiders. They are about to be off-ramped at the end of this season. Looking to drive in is Lizitsa. He's cut off on the baseline. Colton Hall, good defense. Goes back out to Austin Pirlo. Baseline. Krominacher got his man up in the air. Drives in. Blocked. That's a late foul. That was a legitimate foul. Hallenbach got him on the arm there. Hallenbach's going to pick up his third. Yep. And it'll be a shooting foul, too. No problem with that call up here. Got that right. Krominacher to the free throw line, shooting two. First of which is no good. Just hard to imagine Rapids coming back from this 19-point deficit. Studeman will come back in the game for the Evergreens. Hit his head a couple of moments ago, comes in for Colton Hall. Hope there are no cobwebs for Alex. Alex has had a couple of times this season where he's gone down hard. Studeman's been a gamer for the Evergreens. Second free throw for Krominacher is good. 76-58. Studeman's got the ball now, breaking full court pressure ahead to Keaton Edwards. Bounce down low to Ostrowski, who scores an assist for Keaton Edwards, and Ethan Ostrowski now has 15. Got a foul, long throw ahead. Fouls on the Evergreens against full court pressure. 1-1 coming up here. See if this game ends with a parade to the free throw line. Ostrowski's called for the foul there in full court pressure. Both teams are in the bonus now. 1-1 here for Lizitsa. And it's a friendly roll, just barely goes down. 78-59. Lizitsa and Fleury both back next year, so that's the core of a pretty good Rapids team a year from now. But they're going to go out by the Evergreens tonight. Two free throws good, 78-60 Evergreens. Ahead to Sievertson in the corner. Studeman thought about the three, don't need it. Back out to Hallenbach. Under 4 minutes to play, and the Evergreens are playing smart, backing this ball out. Evergreens to Keaton Edwards. Edwards cut off on the baseline again, don't need it. Go back out. Hallenbach now. Going to try and guard him closer over to Studeman. The Evergreens are 25 feet away from the basket. Studeman thinks about driving in. Hands off to Keaton Edwards. Down low to Ostrowski. Tough pass knocked away. Studeman gets it. He is fouled at the rim. Evergreens tried an entry pass in traffic. It was Studeman who picked up a ball that had been knocked away. And Studeman is fouled in the act of shooting. Two free throws coming up here. Ruben Freeburg is called for the foul. Studeman's first free throw, line drive, good. Again, after someone goes down and hits their head, I mean, if they're not quite right, you're going to see it on the free throw. So it's good to see Studeman making this. Again, the Evergreens likely to play tomorrow again in Chippewa Falls after this win that's coming up here. Studeman gets both of his free throws. 80-60, and Wisconsin Rapids will take a full timeout. We will keep it right here. Coming up next on Fox Sports, we'll have the Wausau East game. They're on the road against Mosinee. Lumberjacks dug themselves out of a hole in their first round game, came all the way back to beat Wapaka after trailing by 12. So the Lumberjacks have already advanced into the second round of the Division II bracket. If you're a Lumberjack fan and you're just joining us here, we've got 3:29 left in this one, and the Evergreens lead 80-60. So Wisconsin Rapids about to absorb their 14th loss. They're going to finish five games under 500. For the Evergreens, this will be win number 18. Probably the final time the Evergreens see their home floor this season. This game is played quickly. What, it's only 8:15 on a Friday night? My goodness. Hold the late dinner reservations for me, please. So the Evergreens may not know the winner of the Chippewa Falls-Appleton East game, but that's who they'll be playing. And Chippewa Falls, a number three seed, and Chi-High beat the Evergreens by double digits in the season. Play is back in. Rapids has the ball. Time's getting short. This is ahead to Pirlo in the corner. This is Austin Pirlo, three, just grazed the side of the rim. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. So the high school basketball careers of some of these Rapid seniors about to come to an end. Evergreens in the front court. Cade Siebertson backs it out. Keaton Edwards rolling through the lane, stripped. Keaton Edwards is fouled. 1-1 coming up for Keaton Edwards. 3:03 left in the game. 20-point lead. Keaton Edwards is 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Makes the first, he'll get another. Both of the Evergreens' big men, Keaton Edwards and Ethan Ostrowski, have been very solid. Ostrowski scored more points, but Edwards got a couple of steals, got some rebounds in this game, and now has two free throws. Keaton Edwards has 13 unofficially for the Evergreens. This matches the biggest lead of the night, 22 points, 82-60. Rapids gets this ahead now to... See, that's Ruben Freeburg. And Freeberg's in there as a three-point shooter, and it's been ice cold today. Over to Krominacher. Foul line extended. This is a long two. Krominacher knocks that down. Still a 20-point lead. Rapids has to decide if they want a foul to try and dig themselves out of this. Again, the hole may just be too deep. Evergreens get this over now to Studeman. Keaton Edwards, foul line extended, spins away. Keaton Edwards picks up his dribble. Smart IQ. Keaton Edwards knew he didn't have to force that shot up. Want to run some more clock here. Back out to Cade Siebertson. Again, Rapids shows no intention of fouling. Evergreens may get some of their bench players in the next time out. The Evergreens don't need any starters at this point. We're under 2 minutes to play in the game. Back out to Studeman. What's open for a three, doesn't take it. Again, if Rapids isn't going to foul, the Evergreens just going to keep this ball on the perimeter. Keaton Edwards looks to drive in, goes back out now to Studeman, and goes back further out, all the way back near the half-court line to Siebertson. Siebertson picks it up to Keaton Edwards, who's all alone down low. The Evergreens work for something underneath, and the Evergreens get a basket. Keaton Edwards scores. Now we've got a whistle, got a timeout. I think the Evergreens may pull their starters here as the Evergreens are up 84-62. Yep, 5 new players come in for the Evergreens. And Wisconsin Rapids about to pull out their seniors too. The Evergreens put in Bryce Dobie, Cooper Bradfish, Braden Kinderman, Logan Ebersold, and Jamison Morgan with 1:40 left in the game. Evergreen starters to celebrate a victory from the bench tonight. Again, if Wausau East wins, our game tomorrow will be on tape delay. If the Lumberjacks lose, we'll be in the live spot at 7 o'clock. But there will be Everest basketball tomorrow. You will hear it on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Versian Gamil drives in for Rapids and scores. So Rapids doesn't have their starters in either. 90 seconds left in this one. Cooper Bradfish tried to bounce that ahead. It's out of bounds off one of the Rapids defenders. Now 1:19 left to play. Evergreens will celebrate a victory tonight, but only short rest. Bryce Dobie has it for the Evergreens. Over to Colton Keelman. Keelman with his dribble. Bounces over to Jamison Morgan. Grant Flory's still in. Flory's on Morgan. Evergreens take it down under a minute now. Here's Jamison Morgan. Evergreens work the perimeter. Colton Keelman. Rapids is not going to foul. Keelman gives it over now to Braden Kinderman. Evergreens just work the perimeter. 50 seconds and counting down. Cooper Bradfish way up high. So the Evergreens will win the first playoff game. These seniors, all 11 of them, have not won a playoff game in their high school careers. That will change tonight. Evergreens the last two seasons knocked out by Nina. Jamison Morgan's pass knocked away by Grant Fleury. Rapids into the front court. Fleury double team. He is fouled and he scores. So Grant Fleury is just padding the stats at this point. He gets another basket and he'll get to the free throw line. Foul is on Jamison Morgan. Fleury's free throw here. This will give him 30 points if he makes it. 30 points, but in the losing cause for Grant Fleury. 84-67. Jared Krumenacher comes in. Dylan Lazitza comes out. And Grant Fleury's coming out too. So Fleury gets to 30 and then is taken out of the game with 25 seconds left. Evergreens inbound, and the Evergreens are just going to let this clock run down. The Evergreens are going to celebrate a victory tonight over Wisconsin Rapids. Evergreens of Colton Keelman goes down low to Bryce Dobby. Dobby on the baseline goes back out. Thinking about that three is Keelman. Dobby may just shoot here with 8 seconds left. Three ball, no good. Evergreens' Cooper Bradfish gets a rebound to Dobby, who scores. Bryce will be in the playoff scorers column. That's going to do it. 86-67. The D.C. Everest Evergreens defeat Wisconsin Rapids. A convincing win. The Evergreens take two out of three from the Red Raiders this season. We'll be back with a happy recap as we'll get ready for basketball tomorrow. The Wausau East Bozenee game is coming up next. We're back after a three-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Your wait is almost over for the grand opening of Tommy's Express, Weston's newest and most advanced car wash. Enjoy a soft ride on the Gentle Belt conveyor and a showroom shine in about 3 minutes. And you can spin to win free washes, detail kits, Tommy Club memberships, and other fun items. The Tommy's Express grand opening event is today through Saturday at 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston. Follow all the fun by finding Tommy's Express on Facebook.
Hi, this is attorney Jessica Telesti. Telesti Kennedy and Dirks Law Firm recommends that you have underinsured and uninsured insurance coverage on your auto insurance policy. If you don't have this coverage, add it. The cost is usually reasonable and the coverage protects you and your family when someone else is at fault and hurts you. Call Telesti Kennedy and Dirks after any auto accident or visit telestilaw.com.
Intercity State Bank takes pride in establishing banking relationships with our customers. People who bank at Intercity enjoy banking with people they know. They appreciate the convenient services we offer, like our free mobile app, and that we're open late Friday nights and Saturdays till noon. Whatever your lifestyle, Intercity is here to serve you. It's all about banking relationships, building community. We finance things you love and need, cars and boats, campers and motorcycles. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lending team works with our in-house processing department, which means you have fewer hassles and a smoother road to closing. Whether you're purchasing, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Financing for cottages, hunting, and recreational property too. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving. With new, lower auto rates, you get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new, lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ready to own your first real home? The road to unrenting can get a bit rocky. It takes a reliable partner to right wrong turns. That's the role of a realtor. An expert voice of reason helping you navigate the rigmarole of real estate. A trusted ally who knows and represents your rights. So you get all the right guidance on your journey home. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Fox Sports Radio. Radio.
eliminating Wisconsin Rapids 86-67. I'm Chris Conley. Walsall East fans will get you to your game against Mosinee coming up. Let's give you an update to tomorrow. The Evergreens with this win advance, and they will play against Chippewa Falls on the road. That'll be a 7 o'clock game. Chippewa Falls has eliminated Appleton East, the score of that game, 83-63. So Chi-High by 20. They'll play an Evergreens team that's won by 19. The Evergreens were led tonight. It's a balanced scoring sheet. Alex Studeman has 20. Brian Hallenbach has 19. 15 each for Ethan Ostrowski and Keaton Edwards. 5 points for Colton Hall. 4 apiece for Colton Keelman and Cade Sievertson. And 2 points for Bryce Dobby at the end of the game. The Evergreens with 86 tonight. Grant Fleury gets 30 for Wisconsin Rapids in a losing cause. 8 for Nathan Krummenacher. 16 for Dylan Lazitza. 6 for Matt Schooley. 3 for Caden Krautzer and 2 each for Vincent Gramille and for Austin Pirlo. Rapids finishes their season 9-14. Congratulations to their seniors, Austin Pirlo, Caden Krautzer, Ruben Freeberg, Vincent Gramille, Jordan Tomey, who didn't play, and Matt Schooley. Those are the Wisconsin Rapids seniors who see their high school basketball careers come to an end tonight. The Evergreens play on. Everest and Chippewa Falls. Should that be our only game, it'll be live at 7 o'clock on AM 1390, FM 93.9. If Walsall East advances and is also playing tomorrow, East will get the 7 o'clock live window for tomorrow night's high school broadcast, and the Evergreens will be on tape delay around 8:45. So we will see you tomorrow night, about 2 hours down the road on Highway 29 at Chippewa Falls. The Evergreens advance. Repeating our final score, DC Everest 86, Wisconsin Rapids 67. That wraps up our high school basketball coverage tonight. I'm Chris Conley. You've been listening to Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.